And it's post time. Today's daf is daf Nun Gimel in Masechet Menachot, and we're going to start again from the beginning of Perek Olam Menachot Baot on daf Nun Beit Amud Beit. Find it under Helik Perek. Kol Menachot Baot Matza Chutz Michamet Shebatoda Ushtei Alechen Shein Baot Chametz. The rule is all Menachot are only matzah, they can't be chametz except for two cases. Now, one of the two cases makes sense because it's a mincha, and that's the shtei alechem. As we saw earlier, the shtei alechem was called a mincha, and it's called minchat bikurim. Nonetheless, it says in the Torah, chametz teyafena, which is a violation of the standard of menachot. There is no place that the lechem Shabbat Todah is called a mincha, and Tosfos is bothered by the fact that we should say a rule which is really not referencing, or at least talk about the Yotzei Min HaKlal as something that has nothing to do with the Klal. And he says, in order to teach the din and the juxtaposition of the halachas of chametz and matzah, it's acceptable to do that kind of thing. It doesn't mean strictly that it has to be a mincha. Rabbi Meir Omer, now, those two things that you're making into chametz, how do you make them into chametz? Because to simply allow them to rise with no further ado is very poor quality baking. In other words, to make something high quality, you use sourdough or yeast. And that makes it a leavener of some kind, and that makes it well-formed. It's difficult to believe that we're going to just let it sit there and we're going to call that chametz, properly formed chametz. So it's a given that there's got to be sa'or. The question is, where exactly does that sa'or come from? So Rabbi Meir says, well, the sa'or bodele mitochan, what you do is you take out of the original isaron solet, a little bit of the solet, and you let it sit in water inside for a while, and then you use that to make the rest of it chametz. Umechamtza. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's no way to do it. That's not considered to be the best way. I mean, you're supposed to make things beautiful for the Beit HaMikdash. You're supposed to always do the best. That certainly, what are you going to let it sit overnight or something, or for a day or two? I mean, it's good sourdough, but sitting there for weeks. This is not the best way to make it. What you got to do is you bring it sa'or from your home, and you put it inside of the Midah that you're going to be using for the solet, and then your mamalei tabita, you fill it up. Omrulo, so then you have the wrong amount of solet. Because how are you going to adjust precisely for the volume of the solet? It's either going to be, you made it, depending on how you made the part that's mixed with water. If you mixed it with water, with a small amount of water, then what you did is you compacted that area. If you compacted it, then you're going to be adding more solet than you should to make up for what was originally a greater volume that's now become compacted in the water. And if you put in a lot of water and you made it a very loose mix, then you're going to be filling up some of the place that was meant, the volume that was meant for solet is going to be filled with water. So there's no way to get it exactly. So either you're going to have a cheser or a yeter in the solet, if you do it that way. Where do you know this from? Said to Rabbi Prater, what in the world? What kind of question is that? What do you mean, minolan? First of all, either it says so beferish in each case. So, dechtiv b'achtiv, but there's places where it says beferush, like the minchat ma'chavat, the minchat ma'afet tanur. It says beferish that it has to be matzah. And even the cases where it doesn't say beferush matzah, the loktiv b'ah, we have the overall pasuk in which it says zot torat ha-mincha, akrevota b'nei Aaron, b'nei Hashem, b'nei ha-mizbeach, v'anoter b'meno yochlu Aaron v'anav, matzot te'achel. I mean, this gives you one din for all of the menachot, the part that's put on the mizbeach, the part that is the shirayim. What kind of crazy question is that? Amarle said, Reperdex, you're not paying attention. I'm not asking, obviously, what you think I don't know how to read. Mitzvah lo komi boili, I understand that we're supposed to make it the matzah, but what I'm asking is, how do I know that it's definitive? I mean, ki komi boili la'akeim, saying bot matzah exclusively. And if I would make it chametz, it would be pasul. Where do you know that from? Because remember that our klal and kadashim is, unless the Torah repeats something or uses one of those critical words such as chukah or tiyeh or he or kemishpatam. We had a few examples of indications that this is the way it's got to be. Where does it say this is the way it's got to be? We view it as a desired avodah, but not as a definition. So la'akev, I'm asking. Yumevayle la'akev. Well, la'akev also. I mean, the very fact that there's an Isser lo ta'aseh in lo te'afeh chametz, then that means lo te'afeh chametz ela matzah. Now, obviously, we have never used the existence of a lo ta'aseh to prove ikuvah. And the Gemara is going to ask this later on. The fact that the person who does something is over an Isser doesn't mean that the thing that he did is defined as being possible. That's never the case. Well, isn't he two separate limudim? How do we know that the Kohen who does this is also mechal the avoda by doing this? Our question is, where do we know lechatchila that there's a way to define a mincha? I understand there's a way you're supposed to make a mincha, but how does that become the definition of what a mincha is? That's my question. So therefore, we have, really, that's only one of the problems with this Raya of Ikuvah. We're going to have three problems with the Raya of Ikuvah. First of all, Reb Chisda attacks this limud and says, just because you said don't make it chametz does not mean you have to make it matzah. We're used to thinking in very black and white terms, because manishtana. But the truth is that there is a middle stage between matzah and chametz, which is called si'ur. Now, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda as to what defines si'ur. There is a stage in which the dough turns, it's blanched, and it gets this white sheen over it, which is the first stage of the chimutz, and then it starts breaking up little cracks, which we call karnei chagavim, that appear like the antennae of a grasshopper, and that appears in the surface of the dough, which is a further stage of chimutz.
That actually stick out?
No. There's the dough cracks. That solid covering becomes filled with little cracks. Now, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda about, first of all, what the din is of siur. Is it a chiev of malkut, if you would eat it during Pesach, or is it an iser ba'alma? But everybody's mitzvah that it's not karet. Furthermore, so according to Rabbi Meir, you get malkut. According to Reb Yehuda, it's also. But furthermore, there's a machloket as to what it is. So is the first stage just the blanching? Nitzefa paneha. Is that the siur, or does it need kikarnei chagavim? So Rabbi Meir says, look, even the first stage is a problem. And the Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only the second stage is a problem. Becomes siur. Right. What is siur and what is the din of siur? A multiple machloket. Now it's important for us to know those two issues because what Rabbi Chisda is asking is, if we accept the fact that chametz and matzah is not a zero-sum issue, then you have to define for me the pasuk as saying something other than don't make it chametz, but on the other hand, you don't need to make it matzah either. You could make it into siur, and you'd still be kosher. But wait, now, when you say that, which siur do you mean? Do you mean the siur of Rabbi Meir, which is the first stage of Nitzefa Paneha, and you're asking, what would Rabbi Yehuda, perhaps, he would hold that that's what the Pasuk is saying? I mean, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that is matzah. That's not a second stage. Nitzefa Paneha, it's still matzah, perfectly normal matzah. That's matzah mal yahi. I don't mean that. Okay, so what do you mean? Do you mean, we're just going through this to make it clear, obviously. Do you mean where it's already broken up into karnei chagavim, which is Rabbi Yehuda's siur, and you're saying that's what the Torah was saying to do, then according to Rabbi Meir, is that acceptable? No. According to Rabbi Meir, that's pure chametz. It's chametz ma'al yehi. Because he says it's the first stage that's siur. The second stage is already chametz. So according to Rabbi Meir, once it's broken up into karnei chagavim, that is absolutely chometz, you're chayef karet. So then are you saying, okay, the Torah would be telling me to make it seur of Rabbi Meir, stage one seur, even according to Rabbi Meir. No. Rabbi Meir holds you get malkut, even though you don't get karet. I mean, if the Torah is calling this chametz in terms of Pesach to give you malkut, I mean, so certainly it's some din of chametz. There's no way that the Torah would say, don't make it chametz, just make it chametz. That means that can't be the pshat.
Well, maybe the pshat would be that the pasuk, I mean, at least the way Reb Yudah might understand the pasuk, if Rabbi Preda is asking, how do I know? You cannot address it by bringing us this pasuk because it might be Rabbi Yehuda's siur. Aliba, the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda holds that you do not get malchus on it, then it's a true middle stage between chametz and matzah. And then perhaps that's what the Torah is saying. Don't make it chametz, but you don't need to make it matzah either. I'm asking you, how do you know it has to be matzah? And you're telling me, well, I know it doesn't have to be chametz. That's not the same thing. That's attack number one. Vatkelor Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Attack number two on this approach is, just because you say don't make it chametz, doesn't mean to make it what we call matzah. Maybe you could make it into pasta. Which would mean that you exude it into hot water. That's called chalut. So take the dough and throw it into hot water. Now, what does that do? That makes it never become chametz. Once something is chalut, it will never become chametz, but it certainly is not matzah. So how do you know that that's not what it means? Don't make it chametz, make it chalut. Well, wait a minute. What do you mean chalut? If it's chalut, then it's a revucha. A revucha is a chalut, basically. In other words, when I make a pancake, I make a pancake in oil, or I make a soft dough in water. That's the same idea. That's a revucha. So, I mean, if it's a revucha, yidik revucha k'tiv ba revucha. I mean, that's a type of mincha, that it says beferish in the pasuk revucha. So if it said revucha, then it's a revucha, but it doesn't say revucha. Well, no, that doesn't prove anything either, because says Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak, because maybe the way to understand it is, if the Torah says revucha, then you have to make it revucha. But suppose it doesn't say revucha, so then you have your choice. You can bring it as matzah, you can bring it as revucha. That's all that you see from the pasuk lo teafech hametz. Look, I'm not seriously suggesting that that's what the pasuk means by the lo teafech hametz. I'm just saying you certainly cannot use that pasuk to tell me that it's ma'akev if it's not matzah. That's all I'm telling you. I mean, so one question is maybe it's siur. The other question is maybe it's still not matzah. It's a revucha. So you still haven't proven anything. And, of course, the clearest question is Ravina's question. Matgelo Ravina, all it says is, don't do it. So maybe all that means is, Ema lo teafeh chametz means that if you do it, you're over on a lot. Great. Lo mekim gavra b'lav b'alma. Where does it say it's a pasul? How does being over on a lav imply that the result of your being over on a lav is pasul? I don't understand what the connection is. Vivsula lo mivsula. So I'm sorry, we're going to have to start this over again. How do we know that it's ma'akev, elam, inolan? There's a braita that answers Raprita's question. The braita says, it says in the pasuk that it has to be matzah. You might think matzah is only mitzvah to be matzah. Talmud lomar, matzah tihiyeh. Oh, there we go. That good old existential word. And therefore, hakatuv kava'a chova. The Torah has so defined the nature of a mincha, even though this is said by mincha al-machavat, but we already said, Zotorat ha-mincha teaches us this is the essence of the menachot. Boy, minei Rabbi Preda, mi Rabbi Ami. Now, this was the first stage of Rabbi Preda's question. Rabbi Preda wanted to know, how do you know it's got to be matzah? But remember, it's an interesting thing. The Torah doesn't ever say to make the menachot with water. It doesn't mention water. It only mentions oil. Now, we're assuming the water part. I mean, the water part makes it a whole different problem. Because once we put in water, we're going to need to have shmira. And it was, we need to worry about it becoming chametz. And we understand that it makes sense because it's only beautiful with water and as dough. Add the oil. If you're going to make beautiful chalot, whether it's chalot matzot or chalot chametz.
What Shemi wouldn't do is Shemi does help.
It's going to be more like pancakey. It's not going to be a nice. Okay, so, but how do I know that as the Mishnah tells me later on, that all the menachot are first in nilashot b'poshrin, you use room temperature water. And then they require shemira. Mishamran shalo yachmitzu. Shall we learn it out of the Din of Matzah on Pesach? Nilmedena mi Pesach, where it says over there, Ushemartem et ha-matzot, and therefore require Shmira, and here to use the lashon of Matzah. Amar lei, Rav Ami told Rav Perida, no. The word matzatiyeh that we just used to say, you absolutely must have matzah, means something else as well. Tiyeh means hachayeha. See to it that it lives. That's matzah. I just see to it that it lives. I'm being shomer it. Wait a minute. You just used that pasuk to tell me la'akev. How can you be darish it over here with the take the hay, turn it into a chet, and make it shmir? I mean, that's a whole different drasha. V'afikte la'akev. Didn't you use this pasuk to tell me yikuva? Well, I did. But if all it was coming to tell me was yikuva, it could have said matzahi. When you say matzah tihiye, now he is just as good as an extensional word as tihiye is. If it's only tiyeh, then you're saying, see to it that it be that way. It shall be so. So therefore, adarshana techayah, make certain of it by doing the shmirah. Shemat minatarte. Basically, we have two different drashot from the two forms of that word. Amrele rabbana l'rebi, pray dana. This piece of Gemara has to be flourish in the background. So anyway, they walk into Rebbe Preda and they say, you know who's at the door? And now leave out the Rebbe because we point out that they couldn't have said Rebbe. We'll see why. Ezra, or Reb, Reb Ezra, Bar Berei, the Rebbe Aftulas, who is a 10th generation to Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, who is in turn a 10th generation from Ezra, the original, is at the door. Amalam, so Rebbe prayed, I said, what's the trumpets over here? My kulei hai. You're telling me that this guy's got great yichus, 10 generations. Is he a mensch or he's not a mensch? You didn't even tell me anything about him. I mean, look, Ibar Urianu, if he's a man who shines, he's got wisdom, fine, very nice. If he's a Bar Urian, and he's also got fathers that are Choshev fathers, Yai V'yai, that's even nicer. But if you're telling me about his father and he's not a mensch, I say throw him in the garbage. Isha Tichle, and burn him. I mean, he couldn't learn from all these generations. I'm very suspicious. That's why we couldn't have said Rebbe, you see. If he would have said Rebbe, he said, we're already announcing he's got smicha. So, I'm very suspicious about a guy that they announce as having yichus. we're talking about a shidduch here. I'm very suspicious. Omrele says, no, he's a Bar Urian. Oh, just that case, let him come in, please. Leo Leite, let him come in and sit down. Chazya. So, Reb Preda, this is how Rashi understands it, Reb Preda saw that Rabbi Ezra, when he walked in, was depressed. So, Chazadavi Achira Da'ate. Now, the Maharal understands that he was depressed because of all this insane trumpeting. In other words, this is an identity crisis. You're calling me Ezra, and I'm the 20th generation from Ezra, but nobody even says if I exist. The great grandson of Ezra is at the door, who happens to be called Ezra. What about me? Which is essentially what Rabbi Preda did in the first place. In other words, if we understand it that way, the Maharal understands it this way, he's about to come to address, that's how the Maharal doesn't discuss the initial part, but if what he's coming Rabbi Preda now to address in his discussion with Rabbi Ezra is this issue of the interrelationship of the immediate with the beginning of the Shalshelet, then it makes sense that this is what was troubling him. So that initially we can understand that the fuss that Rabbi Preda made about what was going on was his awareness that this type of announcement is very destructive for human identity. And if you didn't tell me anything about him, I insist I want to know about him. So in other words, he did this in order to help. That was the whole thing. He did it in order to help Rabbi Ezra. He was remarkably sensitive. And indeed, when Rabbi Ezra walked in, he saw that he was depressed. So, Patach V'Amar, depressed. And not something that used to occur in your generation. But nowadays, we have all kinds of identity crises. This idea of identity didn't occur in your generation either. But it's all this new mishigas anyway.
Facebook.
So patach biamar. So he started to darshan the pasuk. Pasuk says, "Amart l'Adonai, Adonai ata, tovati bal alecha." Very strange pasuk. You said to God, "You are God. I don't owe you anything." What in the world does that pasuk mean? I want to explain it to you. Why, when it says Amart Lashem, so it means Amart is a reference to Knesset Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, I want you to know, we turned you into God in this world. Hachazek Li Tova, you owe me something here. Shehodaticha Ba'olam, we were the ones who said Adonai Ata, and therefore, we feel that you should recognize that. Amar La, Plah, Tovati Ba'alech, I don't owe you a dime. Eini magazik tova ela Avram Yitzchak veYaakov shodi uni techila baolam. I say I go, and then the pasuk continues. Of course, likedoshim asher baoretz hema avadirei kochef tzivam. It is to them who are the adirim who are baoretz. And adirim is Avram Yitzchak veYaakov. They were the ones who began this story, and therefore beginnings are very important. So even though you see your ongoing work as Knesset Yisrael as being something that stands on its own, the fact is there's a profound relationship between the beginnings and what it is that can be continued afterwards. And therefore it's no pagam. Having Avram Yitzchak Yaakov is not a pagam to Knesset Yisrael. In the same way that you being the 20th generation from Ezra is not a pagam. On the contrary, it doesn't make what you do less important. It makes it more important. But nonetheless, we need to recognize the classic aspect of it. And of course, the first one who said the word Adonai is Avram. That's what we said. Bameida kirashena, remarkably. But that's what the Gemara says. That was the first time. Lo karo Adam la kadosh baruch hu Adon. Shenema la kadoshim asher ba'aretz heima. Va'adirei kol cheftzibam. So it is to them, the grand ones. Kivan deshamedika amar adir. Now, he managed to turn on Rebbe Ezra. Rebbe Ezra heard the word adir, and that got him moving. And he kept moving now for the next 10 minutes. So he says, potar v'amar, speaking of adirei kol cheftzibam, yovo adir, v'yipora la'adirim, me'adirim, ba'adirim. He was very good at these kind of drushes. Yeah. Yavo Adir means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Adir B'Marom Hashem. Let him take vengeance for the Adirim, referring to Yisrael. Shenehemar v'Adirei kol cheftzibam, which was the thing that Rabbi Preda had used to make him feel good about himself. From the ones who are called Adirim, this refers to the Mitzrim, because it says, Tzolalu ka'ofered b'mayim, kama, Adirim. That's a machlok about how to understand that pasuk. B'mayim adirim, or as the Mishnah Berurah says, b'mayim adirim. So the Gemara here is saying the Mitzrim or adirim were drowned ka'oferet. Ba'adirim is also a reference to mayim. Shema mikolot mayim rabim adirim mishpurayam. And furthermore, while we're on the topic, yavo yedid ben yedid yivne yedid li yedid bechakosha yedid v'yitchapur bo yedidim. Yavo Yedid, that Shlomo HaMelech. Dechtiv Vayishlach B'yad Natan HaNavi Vayikra Shemo Yedidya Bavur Hashem. And he is the son of a Yedid, referring to Avram Avinu. Dechtiv Mal Yedidi B'veiti. You're even Shlomo HaMelech is brought back to Avram, you see. Same type of thing as Adirei Kochef Tzibam. And we'll see that this question, what is Yedidi? Meh. Is a reference to Avram Avinu. V'yivne Yedid, let him build the Yedid, which is the reference to Beit HaMikdash. Dechtiv ma Yedidut Mishkino. And Mishkino is a reference, of course, to the Bote Mikdash. Mishkino Techa. Your Mishkans. For the Yedid. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dechtiv Ashirana Yedidi. Let me sing to my lover. It's a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bechelko shel Yedid is a reference to Binyamin. Shema le Binyamin amar Yedid Hashem Yishko Nevetach Alav. And with that, Yedidut, built for the Yedid, in Chalko shel Yedid, built by the Yedid, Yitchapru bo Yedidim, who are Yisrael. Dechtiv, Natati et Yedidut Nafshi Bechaf Oiveha. God mourns the fact that he had to hand over his lover into the hands of her enemies. And while we're on the topic, Yavo Tov, Vikabel Tov, Mitov, Latovim. Yavo Tov, That's Moshe. Tehtiva tera oto gitovu. V'yekabel tov. Let him accept the tov. That's the Torah. Tehtiv ki lekach tov natati lachem. From the hands of the tov. Zakarish Baruch Hu. Tehtiv tov Hashem. Lako. And let him collect that Torah latovim. Elu Yisrael. Tehtiv heitiva Hashem latovim. And while we're at it, let me point out that Yavo Zeh v'yekabel zot mizeh la'am zot. Yavo Zeh is a reference to Moshe. Dechtiv ki Zeh Moshe ha'ish. V'yekabel zot, zo ha'torah, dechtiv v'zot ha'torah asher sam Moshe. From Zeh, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dechtiv Zeh ele ve'anveyu. Le'am zo, elu Yisrael, shenamar am zo kanita. This is definitely,
let it out.
This is definitely the manic part. And it's very beautiful. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, since we brought up the issue of Ma Bel Yedidi Beveti, so we have to show that that's Avram Avinu. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, we know that Avram Avinu was very, very untrusting about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's judgment. We already saw that in Lo Yaseh Mishpat. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds Avram Avinu in the Beit HaMikdash, which is Choruv, and he says to him, Meli Yedidi Beveti. So Matzo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaAvram, B'Shesh Chor Beit HaMikdash, Matzo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaAvram, Shah, Hayau Meidu Beit HaMikdash. Amar Lo, Meli Yedidi Beveti. By the way, this leads to serious issues, as the Rabbeinu Tam points out, with the Bruch of Brit Milah, Asher Kidesh Yedid Bibete, which we normally take to mean Yitzchak Avinu, because Avram Avinu only got Brit Milah much later. So here we're saying Yedid is Avram. The Rabbeinu Tam says, indeed Yedid is Avram. Kidesh Yedid Bibete doesn't mean the Kedusha Brit Milah, but it's a reference to the Pesuk in Yirmiyahu, B'terem Atzercha Bibetem Yedatich, and that's a reference to Avram. In other words, that Klal Yisrael was Mekudesh Bibete. He brings it from the Lashon of Ki Yedatich. Here it says Yedatich. It's a beautiful drush. Ki Yedatich. Asher Yitzaved Beitot Ben Retzorah. Ki Yedatich is a reference to B'terem Yitzercha Bibetem Yedatich. Yedatich is the Yedatich of Avram. Yeah, but it means that it was there, but there matzarcha bebet. So that's beautiful. Further raya to the Pesach Shir, it's a genetic achievement, therefore it has to be bebet. In any event, getting back to the drasha, then he goes to the rest of the bracha. So in other words, the kiddush di bebet, and the chok b'she'ero is a reference to Yitzchak, the she'er of him. V'tzetza'av of Yitzchak is Yaakov. So it's a reference to the continuation of Brit. So anyway, he asks, getting back to the drasha, here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks Avram Avinu, what are you doing here? Oh, Marlo, I'm here to find out what the heck happened to my children. Aliske banai bati. Oh, them, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sorry, but they were chatu v'galu. Had to get rid of them. Oh, Marlo, maybe they were chote b'shokeg, and you jumped the gun. Oh, Marlo, no. Continues the pasuk. Mali yedidi v'veiti. I mean, it's such a beautiful drush of the pasuk, because the pasuk is written, like, barely makes sense. Mali yedidi v'veiti asota hamezimata. Asotam ezimata means what they did it with good planning. Says Avram Avinu, Menu, there might be some of them, but maybe it was a miut. You should have gone according to the rov. Amar lo, the very next word, asotam ezimata harabim. So here we see the whole conversation. Says Avram Avinu, so you jumped the gun again. Hayalisko brit milah. Amar lo, the next words are, ufsar kodesh yavru me'alayi. What brit milah? Well, says Avram Avinu, well, maybe you jumped the gun because you didn't wait. Could have given a little patience, not a few hundred years. Maybe Shama im tanta layam ayuchozrim b'tshuva. Maybe with a little bit more patience, we could have avoided all of this. Amar lo, continues the pasuk, ki ra'atechi az ta'alozi. The worse they get, the happier they are. And when you're happy, you ain't ever going to do teshuvah. Miyad iniach yadav al roshos. Avram Avinu was, he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Shema Chas V'Shalom Inlem Takana Yatzta Bat Kol, and said the very next words now, the Zayid Ranan Yefei Pri Toar Karachem Shimchat, that this is now the continuation of Meli Yedid V'Veti, clearly this is a reference to Karashem Shmeich of Klal Yisrael. And it goes on to say, which we're going to dash the rest of the pasuk, which also doesn't make sense. L'kol hamulah gedolah hitzit esh aleha v'ra'u deliotav. What is that all about? And we're going to dash in that too. But what was the answer to Avraham Avinu by saying Zayit Ra'anan? It was a reference to Klal Yisrael. Amralo Zayit Ra'anan. This is a reference to Ma Zayit Zo. Acharito b'sofo. Just like a Zayit is only seen to be mature after a very long time. The Zayit takes a very long time from the time you plant a Zayit until you finally get some oil out of it. Takes forever. That's Klal Yisrael. They're very slow maturing fruit. So we have to go through hell with them, but I'm not saying I've given up. I understand that eventually there'll be something. Or another lashon, which is very beautiful, which is that other trees gradually mature the fruit. So you have some fruit that are mature, and the next day other fruit become mature. That Klal Yisrael look like a bunch of total idiots until suddenly the whole thing ripens, like the Zayit. And you don't see it as a process. You'll always look at it as, oh my God, this is horrible. And then all of a sudden, when everything clicks, it seems to be a miracle. But the truth is that this is part of the way a Zayit is. So therefore, don't give up so fast. I haven't given up. Now who's giving up?
This is the same coming up.
Yeah, now who's giving up? Relax. You have patience. So that continues the pasuk. L'kol hamulah gedolah hitzit esh aleha v'ra'u deliyotav. What is that about? Ah, Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. L'kol hamulah means milah. L'kol milayim shemaraglim. Because all that fuss of Lashon Hara that the Meraglim spoke about Eretz Yisrael, nitro'a'u deliyotehem shel Yisrael. The grandeur of Yisrael has been busted up. And that was the reason for the Churban. So he's directly addressing the original Meli Yedidi B'Veiti, that's Haruv. It all goes back to the Meraglim. They messed it up. The Amar Reb Chinina bar Papa. Davar Gadol Dibru Meraglim Ba'otah Sha'ah. Oh, those Meraglim, oh, are they a bunch of no good things. You notice what they said when Kalev says, no, don't worry, we can go. So what do they say? No. Ki chazaku mimenu. What do you think that means? Al tikri mimenu. That doesn't mean mimenu. It means mimenu. Meaning even from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kavayachot, by the way, I'm convinced. Some years, oh, take this out, because it doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? Don't say mimenu, say mimenu. That's the same thing. But the truth is, we do that all the time. When you want to point out that a word has a fascinating, don't read that as mimenu. Read it as mimenu. Right? We always do that. Just, and that brings it out even more powerfully. You know? So what it means is, from him, not from us. Kivayachol. Look, we understand the Balabayit has some dayarim over there, like Kananim. Did you ever try to get a dayar out of a house, even when he's there illegally? And you know what you gotta go through to get a dayar out of a house? I'm telling you, the Balabayit can't get those Kananim out of there for nothing. That's what the Meraglim are saying. So they're even more powerful than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Afilo Balabayit eno yocholotzi kelav misham. By the way, this beautiful Raavad where everybody is utterly shocked by his language, where he says about the Rambam. Rambam talks about people who believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a guf. That's one of the levels of Apikursis. So the Raavad says, G'dolim v'tovim mimenu believe that. G'dolim v'tovim mimenu believe that. So, al tikri mimenu, ela mimenu. There are lots of good Jews who are stupid. It mentions the Dagesh?
Well, here it says, and both of them has the mem and the nun.
In both cases, it would have said the Gusha. I don't know where they're bringing it. Either way, it would mean that. Okay. In any event, that does not make sense, that pshat, because then why would it say l'kol ha-mula gedola? It should say l'kol mila? If we're talking about the words that are meragling, why is it a ha-mula? Ela, the way I say it, read it like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Avram Avinu, l'kol ha-mula means l'kol ha-mula. That's what it means. I hear your tefillah. And because of that, chamalti aleihem. I am changed my mind. I'm going to be merciful. Because my original plan was, ani amarti yishtabdu bi-arba malchiyot, kol achat v'achat kishyur arba malchiyot. Where others have the gears, the older gears are, kol achat v'achat kishyur mitzrayim. So there was a minimal shear to all of the Goliath, Bavel, Paras, Madai, of 400 years, just like Mitzrayim. And because of your tefillah, harsh the kochon of the pasuk. We'll give it, we'll let them off.
Yeah, we would get a bad deal.
Hey, could be. Ikeri Amri, others learn on the Amarti Bizeach Hazet. Akshav Levatachat. Others say that there would have needed to be the entire Klal Yisrael Meshubad, one period after another of the Malchiyot. Now I'm going to include various Malchiyot with different groups of Yisrael. So some will live in Bavel, others will live in Yavan, others will live in Edom, others will live in Paras, but there'll be Yitzhak the whole time, all of the Shibudim. So those who remain in Paras are also being Yitzhak, they've been Yitzhak, Malchus Paras. The different ones, the different places, they're all being Yotzi. Each one is a stand-in for Klal Yisrael. Omer of Yashir ben Levi, getting back to the Zayit business, Zayit Ra'anan, Lama Nimshlu Yisrael Zayit, Lo Malacha, just like a Zayit, Ein Alav Noshrim, Lo Bimot HaChamav, Lo Bimot HaGeshamim. The Zayit tree retains its leaves year-round. Af Yisrael, Ein Lehem B'Teila Olamit, Lo Balam Hazeh V'Lo Balam Haba. They never lose their leaves. The Omer of Yochan, Lama Nimshlu Yisrael Zayit, Lo Malacha, Ma zayit eno motzi shamno el al yadei kitita, af Yisrael en chosvin lo mutav el al yadei yisurim. You can't get anything out of a zayit unless you squeeze very hard. And unfortunately, that's the way it is with Jews. You got to squeeze them to get any good out of them. Kol ha-menachot bo'od matzah, kutz b'chametsh v'todar shtei alechem shein bo'od chametz, Rabbi Meir omer, se'or bo'delei mitochan, u'mechamtsan, Rabbi Yudom ha-fiyen ha-min ha-mevchar. What you gotta do is maybe seor v'not nolotoch amida u'memalayat amida afterwards. Then you got another problem. Afiyata chasira yitera in terms of the amount of solid. Boy, minay Rabbi prayed a mirabami minayin lekalam menachot shein bo'ot matzah. What do you mean? What? Minolan? Either it's techtiba ktiba. If it doesn't say beferish that particular mincha, it says zotarat amincha akrivot abnei aron if leashon v'dei amizbeah. What are you asking? I'm not asking mitzvah. La cave is also so obvious in first posting. Lo teafecha meitzah. What does that leave you? Lo teafecha meitzah la matzah. Matki flor of Christopher. That's not even true. Maybe lo teafecha meitzah la siur. What kind of siur? Siur de man. Rabbi Meir's Sior of Hichsvu Padel, Rabbi Yehuda, that's Matzah Ma'oya. Rabbi Yehuda's Sior of Karnecha Gavim, according to Rabbi Meir, that's Chometz Ma'oya. If it's Rabbi Meir's Sior of Hichsvu Padel, according to Rabbi Meir, be the lucky Allah, that is Chometz, so it's not a middle stage. Okay, so maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Matkev Lora Nachba Yitzchak, another question. Maybe Lote Afech Chometz, Ela Chalut, but who says to make a matzah out of it? Well, wait a minute, chalut, mind you, that's revucha. I mean, if it's meant to be revucha, it says revucha. Does it say revucha on the other benachot? Aloktiba revucha. That doesn't bother me. Maybe dechtiba revucha, it's a mitzvah revucha. If loktiba revucha, it's up to you. Iboy revucha, make it chalut. Laite, if you want it, make it matzah. But the Mishnah is claiming absolutely, you got to make it matzahs. You have not answered Rabbi Prada's question. Matki v'loravina, I have a more fundamental problem. It says, lo teafek hametz, all that that means is, l'mekem gavra b'lav b'alma. Where does that make it possible if it is hametz? If sulilu mifsala, elaminolan, look to the brayta, matzah ye matzah. If it just said matzah, you might think yachom mitzvah. Talmud Omar, Matzah Tihyeh, HaKatuv, Kava'a, Chova. Boy, Minei Rebbe, Pratim Rebbe, another question. Minayin, as we say later on in the Mishnah, Kol HaMenachot, Ani Loshot, Beposhrin, and they need to be Matzot Shmurot, Bishamran, Shelo Yachmitz. Is it that, Nibudarabi Pesach, Dechtiv Ushmartem et HaMatzot? Omar Le, no, we don't need to learn it from Pesach. The goof active, matzah tihyeh hachayeh. You just use that tihyeh la'akev. Ah, but you see, in kein lichtof kra matzahi, matihyeh. Shema minat arte. Amar le rabbanan le rabbi preda. Ezra, Barbara, the Rabbi of Tulis, do Asiri, the Rabbi Elizabeth Azaria, do Asiri, La Ezra, Koya Bava. That's great. If he's even a Barurian, he's a Barurian. Yai the Yai. Ibarurian, Ba'avan, Valav Barurian. Who needs him? Isha Takle. No, he's a great man. Amalu so, Leo Valete. Chazit Avi Achira Date. Batag Viamar. Amart Ladunaya Dunayata. Tovati Balalecha. Amra Knesset Lifnea Kadosh Bokhuri Banosh Alam. Hachazek Litova. Shodati Chabe Olam. Amala Tovati Balalecha. Any Machazik Tova Lavram Yetzli Yaakov. Shodienu. Hodi uni tefila ba'olam shnema l'kedoshim ma shebaaretz ema v'adirei koch hefzibam kiven deshami tekama adir patach v'yomar yavo adir v'yipara l'adirim me'adirim ba'adirim yavo adir zakarosh baruch hu adir b'marom Hashem v'yipara l'adirim elo Yisrael shnema v'adirei koch hefzibam me'adirim elo ha'mitzrim tekhtiv tzaluk ha'ofer b'mayim adirim Bo adirim elu mayim, shamim kolot mayim rabim adirim, mishpre yam. Yavo yedid ben yedid, yivne yedid li yedid, b'chelkosh yedid, v'yidchap rabo yedidim. Yavo yedid zet shlomo ha-melakotiv v'shlach b'yad natan ha-navi, v'yikma shavo yedidya, bavur Hashem. Ben yedid zet avim dechtiv mele yedidi v'leiti, yivne yedid zet bet ha-migdash, dechtiv ma yedidut mishkenotecha, li yedid zet ha-kadosh baruch hu, תכתיב השיר נא לידידי, בחלקו שידיד זה בנימין, שנאמר לבנימין אמר ידיד השם משכנו בטח עליו, יתחפרו בו ידידים, אלו ישראל תכתיב נתתי תדידות נפשי בכף אויביה. יבוא טוב, יקבל טוב, מטוב לטובים, יבוא טוב זה משה תכתיב עתר אותו, כי טוב יקבל טוב זו תורה, צריך לקח טוב נתתי לכם, מטוב זה הקדוש ברוך הוא, תכתיב טוב השם לכל לטובים אלו ישראל, תכתיב היטיב השם לטובים. יבוא זה ויקבל זאת מזה לעם זו. יבוא זה זה משה, וזה משה האיש יקבל זאת זו תורה. דכתיב זאת התורה אשר שם משה. מזה זה הקדוש ברוך הוא. דכתיב זה אלי וענווהו. לעם זו אלו ישראל שנאמר, עם זו קנית, can't believe he left out. מזה ומזה הם כתובים. עם רב יצחק, בשעה שחרב בית המקדש, מצאו הקדוש ברוך הוא לאברהם שהיה עומד בבית המקדש, אמר לו, מלו ידידי בביתי, אמר לו, על עסקי בניי באתי, אמר לו, בניך, חטו וגלו, אמר לו, שמה בשוגג חטו, נה, בייבי, הסוטה מזימתה, שמה מיותן חטו, הרבים, היה לזכור ברית מילה, which ברית מילה, בשר קודש יעברו מעלי, אמר לו, שמה אם המתנת להם היו חוזרים בתשובה? כי ראיתיך היא עשתה לא זי. מיד הניח ידיו על ראשו, והיה צועק ובוכה. אמר לו, שמה חס ושלום, אין להם תקנה? יצת בת כה ואמרה לו, זית רענן יפה פרי תואר, קרא השם שמך. מה זית זו? אחריתו בסופו, אף ישראל אחריתן בסופן. לכל המולה גדולה הציתי אש עליה, וראו דליותיו, אמר רבי חנינא בר פפא, this means לכל הבולה, לכל המיליהם שמרגלים, נתראו דליותיהן של ישראל. יום רבי חנינא בר פפא, דבר גדול דיברו מרגלים באותה שעה, כי חזקו ממנו, אל תקרא ממנו, אלא ממנו, כבר יכול שאפילו בעל הבית, אינו יכול להוציא כליו משם. מה התקיף לו רבי חנינא בר חנינא, היי לכל המולה גדולה, לכל מילה מבועלה. אלא אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא לאברהם, כולך שמעתי וחמלתי עליהם. אני אמרתי, השתעבדו בארבע מלכיות, כל אחד ואחד כשיעור ארבע מלכיות. השתה כל אחד ואחד, מה זה פוסק לו? והיא כדי אמר, אני אמרתי בזה אחר זה, עכשיו בבת אחת. אומר רבי יהושע בן לוי, למה אין דיד נמשלו ישראל לזית לומר לך, מה זית אין עליו נושרים לא בימות החמה ולא בימות הגשמים, אף ישראל אין להם בטלה עולמית, לא בעולם הזה ולא בעולם הבא. אמר רבי יוחנן, למה נמשלו ישראל לזית? לומר לך, מה זית אין הוא מוציא שמנו, אלא על ידי כתיתה, Af Yisrael Chazir Lamutam, Ela Al Yedei Yisurin.